This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Folks, the Saints take on the Jacksonville Jaguars August 17th, 12 p.m. That's Sunday, and our coverage will start before that. And joining us now is Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Newell. Got a little rumbling of thunder here in Metairie right now. I got a scared pup under my desk.
Yeah, I just heard some here at my place as well. So this will be Kellen Moore's second game. He spent a lot of time talking about cadence and, you know, going through the process of the game last week. What do you expect to see from him in particular this week? And has he revealed much during the week?
The practices out in California have now wrapped up. The Saints are actually heading back to Louisiana today ahead of that preseason game on Sunday. And something that, you know, we didn't see much of in the preseason opener was the offense, you know, stretching the field and trying to hit those deep balls. And I get it. It's preseason play. So you're not trying, you're keeping things very vanilla. You're not trying to show too much right now. But for these quarterbacks, I feel like you just need to open up the playbook a little more from them, to stretch the field out and not just kind of have these dink and dunk plays. I think we will see that coming in the second preseason game, since we should have more starters being active this time around. But that'll be interesting to see what Kellen Moore decides to do after a lot of the ones got work in against that joint session against the LA Rams on Thursday. So I don't know if you're going to see guys like a Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed or even Juwan Johnson out there testing the other defense for the Jaguars. Just because, you know, with the injury issues, you're so concerned. But that's something I feel like, just stretching the field more in the passing game, and shoot, the run game right now just really hasn't been effective. And that's been the case since the practices we were seeing in Metairie training camp. The Saints defense was doing a good job of just containing whoever the running back was. And that seems to be the case we saw in the preseason matchup against the Chargers and even the joint session against the Rams. So the Saints run game, definitely a big concern right now. And that really boils down to what you're getting out of the offensive line.
Already we have one player out for the season. Another player, I guess we're still waiting to hear on Penning as to what the extent of his injuries are. Is that still the case?
Yeah, we know Will Clapp, a rotational guy on the offensive line, will miss the season. And even before that, you had Nick Saldiveri go down with an injury as well. So he's out for the season. And then you add in Trevor Penning. What we've heard from Coach Kellen Moore is the fact he's dealing with a toe issue. Some have called it a turf toe. Coach Moore wouldn't go as far as to say that. But the bad thing with Penning is early on in his career, he dealt with these foot issues, and you just don't know how long that's going to keep him out. With the offensive lineman, obviously, you know, any player in football needs their feet. But with the offensive lines, you know, to set, you know, be able to block guys in front of you, have that balance and put the weight on your foot is going to be an issue. And I'm just concerned for him and the continuity with this O-line, the fact that that it seems like it's going to carry into the regular season. I don't know if he's going to be ready week one. And right now we're seeing at left guard with the ones running with them is the newly signed Dylan Raidens, who was with the Tennessee Titans last year. And we'll see how that goes. But not the greatest starter that, you know, when he was his time with the Titans. But, you know, someone that you're looking for right now to see what else you can get out of that left guard spot. I don't know even if the team would maybe consider trying a Landon Young in there. It's just a big mess along the offensive line right now because of, you know, you're trying to build this, like I mentioned, continuity with the group, and Penning missing some time right now leading up to the regular season is just so crucial.
This feels eerily similar, doesn't it? I mean, it's almost every year it feels like we're playing musical chairs on the offensive line.
It definitely has been a struggle. You feel, at least I feel pretty confident with the left tackle, right tackle, Taliese Fuaga, and the rookie Kelvin Banks Jr. I think Eric McCoy at center is a solid piece. But the two guard spots, Cesar Ruiz has struggled, and we've been waiting to see some kind of improvement from him. And then the left guard spot has just been a huge issue.
Yeah. And obviously, we may have answered our own question as to why the running game is suffering, right?
Yeah, exactly. We even saw yesterday during the joint session, you know, Alvin Kamara busted out for a nice 5-6 yard gain. But then what do you know? Oh, he gets the ball punched out from him, which is really rare for him. You never see him really turn the ball over.
So when we look at some of the other players that haven't played, obviously hadn't heard much about one of my favorite players on the team, Taysom Hill. Is he ready to go?
No, we've seen Taysom sporadically at training camp practices when they were in Metairie on the sideline, kind of doing very light work. But with his issue, it's not expected, I would think, till maybe middle to later of the season we see him. A lot of folks are even speculating that, you know, due to his age, that we might have seen the last of Taysom Hill. I don't think that's the case, though, because if there's a guy that's fighting to get back on the field and do whatever he can, I do believe Taysom Hill is itching to play and is not willing to give it up. But, you know, it's crazy to think that at, you know, 34 years old, he's, you know, recovering from a knee issue. And so we'll just see how that progresses, but there's definitely no step or, you know, hopeful timeline for him to be back on the field anytime soon for this team.
And that's a shame, because I think you would agree, Steve, he really kind of gets things excited and opens some things up downfield, right, because of his speed. And you never know whether he's going to carry the ball, leave the backfield, go out into a pass pattern, you know, into a pattern and get the ball thrown to him.
Yeah, the way he plays the game is almost a detriment to the wear and tear on his body. I can recall when I was doing the sideline, there was a matchup where the Saints were in Atlanta, and I happened to be right where Taysom got tackled, and he's just laughing at the guy that brought him down and nearly took me out, so I wasn't laughing, but... the guy, you know, he's a weapon that you mentioned all over the field, the versatility. And it is disappointing, because with the new offensive mind of Kellen Moore running this Saints defense, we've heard so much about the creativity, how a lot of folks call him an offensive genius, a la kind of a Sean Payton, the fact that, you know, you'd like to see what he could get out of Taysom Hill. But it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't seem like you're going to be seeing him in action, hopefully. I'm hoping at least in the middle of the season.
Not that it you know, well, it does matter for sure, but are we locked into a punter and a place kicker?
I think the place kicker battle was really resolved back when they were still in Louisiana practicing before even heading to California. Blake Groupie's been outstanding. You look at what he's been able to do, the distances, short, long, he's been consistent. I think it's just one miss the entire camp right now he had, and that happened to be when the clouds opened up at the facility and there was some rain and wind, and there was just one miss from him that I can recall then. And other than that, he's been dead on. Charlie Smith, the Irish kicker, has a great leg. And, man, oh, man, you know, you want to make a 70-yarder, he might be your guy, but as far as consistency, it definitely hasn't been as on par as Blake Groupie there. The punter battle is real interesting because another year, another new leg is going to be in that for the Saints punter, because, you know, they've moved on from Hayball, and now you're looking at James Burnup, and you thought he would have things locked in, but that hasn't been the case. You've seen the latest addition for the team. They brought in Kai Kroger. Both are rookies, though, don't have a big track record here, and that's definitely something that you need to see in these game action in the preseason game 2 and 3. I think is going to be continuing all the way. You're going to see that punter battle go the distance because, you know, everyone talks about being inside the 20. Well, now it's like, well, you got to pin guys inside the 10 with these new kickoff rules, especially.
Yeah.
So that battle back and forth definitely has, there's no leader in the clubhouse. I feel if I had to pick one right now, maybe James Burnup, because you see him holding for Blake Groupie on field goal attempts, but I don't think that means anything right now.
You know, the reason I ask is that early on, if you have some of these injury problems, you know, you need special teams, you need your punters, your kickers to really step up, especially your punters, because, you know, you don't want to be able to flip the field, right? And sometimes that can be as effective as anything else to happen for you to create opportunities.
Oh, absolutely. Getting that hang time in the distance is so key in the punting game. And with the kicker, I feel what we've seen from this Saints offense early on is a lot of struggles. We know the young quarterbacks between Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck. I have it a two-man race. I'm not even including Jake Haener. I think, you know, you can pretty much lock him in for a backup role, but he's not going to be the Saints starting quarterback right now. But the offense overall, it tends to stall at times. So that place kicker is going to be so important. Blake Groupie, I've recommended to my son in fantasy football, make sure you grab him in the late round, because I think he's going to get plenty of opportunities as one of the main guys scoring points for the Saints this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's flip to the other side of the ball defensively. New scheme. We move from a 4-3 to a 3-4. For those folks that are not totally in tune to football, how big of a transition is that?
It's pretty big considering, you know, the personnel you were initially set up with is more in tune to having, you know, those two defensive ends with two D tackles up front on that D line. And now you're really having the two edges with one nose tackle in the middle, and man, oh man, probably the best addition I've seen from the Saints so far this offseason was doing that trade to acquire a guy in Devon Godchow, a big space eater. We know him from his LSU days, spent most of his career with the New England Patriots, and definitely makes a difference up front with this team. So important. He talked the other day and was saying, you know, the nose tackle position in this defense, if you don't have a good one, you're not going to get anywhere when it's either stuffing the run or rushing the passer. And he's really helped out a lot in that run defense that struggled so much last year. And it's been really nice to see a development in Chase Young. He's an edge outside linebacker in this squad and seems to be really thriving in it. You've even seen him be more vocal, more enthusiastic on the field in practices. He's looking like a different guy. He did get paid, so he's probably happy about that too, but it's nice to see him, you know, starting to just evolve more on the field because the talent's there. This guy's, you know, was a high pick in the draft, and just injuries derailed his career early on, and just hoping that those pressures, he was number six in pressures in the NFL last year in quarterbacks. Can he get home? Can he get the quarterback down? Racking up those sacks, you know, everybody likes the sack numbers are a lot sexier than pressures. He's been able to be flying around the field and looks like a different player this year. So it's one of those wait and see things for him to see going forward. And another big acquisition, I'll say, I don't know how in the world that Julian Blackman was still available in the free agent market. We saw Tyrann Mathieu retire at the safety position, and there seemed to be a big gaping hole next to Justin Reed. Well, the Saints were able to sign Blackman, who was with the Colts last year, played in 16 games, even played through injury, so had kind of a down season. But you look at what he's been doing at training camp, the combination of him and Reed, I love at the safety spot. They seem to have gelled right away. And Blackman has been so comfortable in Brandon Staley's scheme. And Coach Staley raved about him yelling on the field one day at practice that I've been looking for this for 5 years, saying, you know, basically he's been after Julian Blackman in his defense for the last five seasons and finally has, you know, him in the lineup. Just a guy that's able to make the tackles and also been a ball hawk. I think he had two interceptions bringing his total up for training camp to five now.
Wow. That's good. It's good to hear because if we're going to struggle on offense, we got to make up for it on defense, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's just no two ways about it. Let's flip back to offense about the two quarterbacks. How much time do we expect each to play? Do we know?
Yeah, I'm thinking you're going to see Tyler Shuck get the shot, you know, to start the game, since we saw Spencer Rattler lead off things against the Chargers last game. So it'll be a big moment for him, the rookie, his first game in the dome in front of the home crowd. And, you know, he's been making progress. I was impressed, actually, in that preseason opener, just because at practices you could tell he was kind of in his head too much, just thinking about what to do, not wanting to make that mistake because there is that competition right now between him and Spencer Rattler. And I thought it was pretty impressive, the fact, you know, he did have the pick six but rebounded after that with a nice touchdown. And that was also something I put on the coaching staff too, where you saw these defenders sitting and waiting for these passes on the ball, and they finally called that double move down the field to Mason Tipton, and boom, it was wide open. You know, Bobby was screaming in the sports office that he could have made that throw. Well, we saw Shuck do it. He came through and made it to the open guy, touchdown for the Saints on a big score. I just want to see him be able to let loose, play, you know, free, and not be in his head too much. And even for Spencer Rattler, that's the guy that we see that confidence and that swag about him in training camp practices. And it's a little bit different in game situations where he tends to hold on to the ball a little bit longer. Appreciate the scramble ability he does have to maybe extend plays more. But for both guys, hopefully they can just let loose, let it rip. And I don't know, that the QB battle is definitely tight. Everybody keeps saying how close it is. I might be leaning towards the rookie more now just because it is the future for the Saints. Tyler Shuck is the Saints' future right now. I don't know what's going to happen next year in the draft. They could select another QB, but for right now, Shuck is definitely head coach Kellen Moore's guy, the one he picked in round two. And if it's close, I know maybe some folks are thinking you go with the experienced guy in Spencer Rattler, but he's just got another season and a few games under his belt. I'm curious right now in this game, if Shuck balls out, do we end up, you know, punching his ticket as the week one starter for the Saints?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure. And just, I hope he's not sacked five or six times Sunday. Because then I'm not certain it matters who's back there taking the snap, right?
No, and like we were talking about, the O-line, a huge issue right now. That's concerning for the QB and for the run game.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I look forward to the game Sunday, 12 o'clock kickoff, Jaguars at the Caesars Superdome. And thank you so much for joining us, Steve Gallo, WWL Sports Director. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Newell, no doubt.
All righty, we'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.